Season 2 of Ricardo's Rules of Resilience is brought to you by RamFit. Here at RamFit, we take materials destined for landfill and turn it into high-performance exercise gear that lasts, because we believe we can have fitter people and a fitter planet. In the dynamic world of fitness equipment, our indestructible training tools made from recycled materials promises to revolutionize your workouts and delivered unmatched durability. By embracing the RamFit philosophy, you're not only enhancing your workouts, but also contributing to a more sustainable future. RamFit, fitter people, fitter planet.
Welcome everybody to the Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast, the podcast where we give you the tools to withstand and recover from difficulties. I'm your co-host, Coach Alton, along with Coach Ricardo, and today you guys, we're going to be talking about one of Ricardo's Rules of Resilience. This rule is, success is getting up one more time than you get knocked down. So Coach, as the originator of these rules, tell us the significance of this rule specifically.
Well, just to review quickly for new listeners, these rules were something I developed in my years of having a brick and mortar gym and helping clients as they were on their way to getting their goals, usually weight loss goal, but also performance goals involved in there. And I just found that people kept falling into the same mental trap. So developed these little sayings that I eventually incorporated into rules to help everybody remember what it takes to help you accomplish what you want to accomplish. Because there's always hard times, and you got to have that mind right to make it through those hard times. And this rule is super duper important. It is absolutely crucial to anyone who is getting knocked down, who's weathering a tough time, who's trying to accomplish a goal. You have to understand what success truly is and what success is not. If you get confused on that, you're going to end up in a world of hurt, and you're going to lose the mental game. And then once you lose the mental game, then you're out of it.
Yeah, I'm super excited to talk about this topic. And it's very difficult for us to define success because a lot of people have different levels that they hold themselves to. And having appropriate definition for success is definitely going to help us. And personally, this is my favorite way to define success for that. So one of the parts of properly defining success is figuring out the difference between whether it's a goal or a desire. So Coach, tell us a little bit about what is a goal and what is a desire?
Yeah, that is really crucial. So, you know, the rule we're dealing with today, success is getting up one more time than you get knocked down. The first element in defining success is making sure that you're shooting for something that you can really actually obtain yourself. I say that because we can desire something that is out of our control. That's perfectly legitimate to desire things out of our control. But when we turn those desires into a goal and say, I must have this, or this is what I'm trying to accomplish, and it's outside of our control, now we've got a bad goal. So a good desire can become a really bad goal. And I say a bad goal because it becomes self-defeating when my goal is something that I can't actually control.
So explain that a little bit more for us. Give us some examples of what a desire is.
Yeah, so a good desire could be, I want to be a champion, right? Or I want to lose a certain amount of pounds. Or I want to make sure that my 5K time is this much. Those are fine desires to have, but ultimately they're not under our control. We could say, I want to retire at 55 or 45. Those are fine desires to have. But to make them a goal really starts to set you up for failure because you don't actually control. So, for example, if you're saving up and you want to retire at any time or retire early, and you're saving and saving and saving, and then a financial crisis hits and wipes out that retirement account, then your whole goal has become defeated and you feel defeated because you didn't accomplish your goal. But your goal wasn't ever actually under your control because you can't control the economy. Same thing. If I want to be a champion, it doesn't matter if you want to be a state champion, a DECA champion, you know, whatever kind of champion you want to be, you don't actually control that outcome. That's an outcome. You could train like crazy. You could learn all the right things. You could go to all, you know, do your exact perfect training regimen, go to all the right coaches and do all the right things. But then you get a serious illness or an injury a week before you're going to compete. And now that desire that you had, that was a good desire. Nothing wrong with desiring to be a champion. But that desire that you turned into a goal that was outside of your control then becomes a very deflating and defeating experience, because you have defined success as accomplishing something you don't actually control. And so what we want to do is make our goals and defining our success as reaching those goals as things that we have control over. It's hugely, hugely important to winning the mental game.
Definitely. I love that, setting goals that are within our control, because there's so much in this world that is completely outside of our control, and we have to deal with that, right? There's just some things that at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to control. So it's important to set those goals around things that you can control. Going back to the Jim B podcast, where he talked about setting daily goals, little daily goals that are over time going to cause improvement and get you closer to those goals, such as he talked about, if you have a weak core, you're setting a goal of doing core work after your workouts and stuff such as that. So for example, for me with wrestling, as a taller in the wrestling world, I'm a pretty tall wrestler, so I really struggle with staying in that low stance. So for me, after practice, I try and get at least 3 to 6 minutes of just shadow wrestling in my stance. That's something that I can control, with the ultimate desire of being in better position in my matches and wrestling better, which will hopefully put me in a position to win more matches, which is my ultimate desire within me. But at the end of the day, there are a lot of things that I can't control with that ultimate desire.
That's right. And you're exactly right that we want to set little process goals, daily goals, absolutely critical. And it's okay to have bigger goals that aren't necessarily daily process goals, but they need to be in your control, right? So if we're doing that, you can set those goals and you can set them high and they can feel really tough and unreachable. That's okay, right? I'm going to food journal every day for 90 straight days. That could feel super intimidating and unreachable. That's a tall goal, but it's a much better goal than I'm going to lose 30 pounds in 90 days, right? Because you don't actually control how your body responds. You control what you put in it. And you hope it responds the way you want it to. And sometimes it will and sometimes it won't. But if you're setting that goal and defining success by what you control, now we are going to be able to keep our mentality straight, because we are accomplishing what we set out to accomplish. You went through this as a high school wrestler. If you remember, you would go into matches sometimes and you'd get that performance anxiety. And we would talk about, okay, what are you thinking? What are your goals? And your goals were fine desires, you know. You're thinking about, how does this match affect me for sectional placement? How does this affect me for the conference tournament placement? And you're wanting to do well in those. But by focusing on outcomes like that, it was actually inhibiting your performance in a major way. And you remember we started setting different goals for you going into your matches.
Yeah, big thing for me was focusing on different outcomes that I wanted within the match that I could control, such as being the first one to attack, being the first one to make contact, stuff such as that that's in my control that will ultimately get me closer to that outcome of winning the match. But there are some things that are out of my control. So it sounds like what you're saying here is we're not trying to get rid of desires, but we're trying to put them in better perspective. Am I getting that right?
Exactly. We're identifying them as desires. Right now, as this podcast is being recorded and released, I think we're coming up on the final stretch before DECA World Championship, and invitations are going out for that. And, people are entering into, 10-week training programs, 12-week training programs to do well at the DECA World Championship. And I'm one of those. I have a desire. I have a desire to become a world champion, but guess what? I don't control that. I don't control if I get COVID the week of world championships. I don't control if I get an injury So what is my goal? My goal is to complete my training every single day between now and then and do exactly what my coach tells me so that when the day comes, I am perfectly prepared. Not cheat my training any days between now and then. Let me tell you, that's a tough goal. That's a tough goal, but, and that's a pie in the sky goal, right? That every single day, I'm not going to cut any sets. I'm not going to cheat anything off. Not going to take an extra day off. And that goal, though, is what will help me to achieve my desire and see that desire fulfilled.
So as people are working through putting their desire into perspective, what's the best way so you want to go from getting that desire and then setting process goals from there? Or what's the best way to go about setting a proper goal that isn't a desire?
Yeah, well, the first thing is to ask, what do I want? What is it I want? You know, do I want to weigh less than I weigh today? You know, is that the, you know, what I'm looking for in the outcome? Okay, then that's a desire. You know, if I want to lose 30 pounds, if I want to become a champion, identify that desire. What is it I want? All right. But here's where we make the mistake. Usually people right away will then say, okay, that's my goal. Now we got a problem. We took a good desire and it became a bad goal because we don't control the outcome. So now let's work backwards and say, what can I control? It's a different question. Okay, first question, what do I want? Second question now is, what do I control? What can I control that will help me get there? Now I can start making my goals based on the things that I control and list those out. And as we said before, Jim Beebe, who did a great job talking about winning the day, you want your daily process goals and then you want your overall big goals. So, you know, I love what Jim Beebe was talking about there. Get those wins, start first thing in the morning. You know, my goal is I'm not hitting the snooze button. No snooze button. You snooze, you lose. You know, snoozer button, loser button. Okay, that's done. Look at that. I've already got a win first thing 5 in the morning. I'm already starting the day with a win. And now I'm going to start stacking those little ones up and building them toward the big goals, right? The big goals of maybe I'm going to food journal every day for 90 days or whatever it may be. But now I've got identified what I'm under control and I'm going to stack the little wins and the big wins to bring them together toward getting my desire.
And in that episode, he talked about Mark Twain's quote that if you're going to eat a frog in your day, you're going to do it first thing in the morning, right? And so for me, what that is in my morning routine, first thing I do when I get out of bed, I don't hit the snooze button, and then I go straight to my shower, and I hop in a cold shower. That's how I like to start my day off. It really helps me get that win, because that's something that's challenging. I mean, it's hard to step under that cold water, right? It really lights you up, wakes you up, makes you feel good afterwards. But before that, it's challenging to get myself in there and moving with that. And I feel like one of the things we do well when we're setting goals, we want them to be smart. It has several different aspects to the goal, so we make sure that we're hitting all of that. And I feel like as humans all across the board, we do a good job of making them specific, right? Like you hear a lot of goals, I want to weigh X amount of pounds, I want to lose 20 pounds, I want to be a state champion. Those are specific goals, but I feel like we miss the rest of it, right? We miss the measurable part, we miss the timetable and the different aspects that are encompassed with SMART goals. I feel like that's one of the main hiccups that we've come into, is we just set some super specific goals, but then we don't necessarily outline the plan for that. So next, I wanted to do a little game called Goals or Desire. So I'm going to give you goals. They sound like goals, but I want you to tell me whether it's a goal or a desire. You ready?
All right. So we're playing Stump the Chump. Is that what's going on here? All right.
Yep.
Hit me.
That's what we're doing.
Try me out, son.
For the first one, it's something that a lot of people, as you mentioned, we're getting ready for DECA World Championships, so I bet this is on a lot of people's minds. This goal is, I want to be a DECA World Champion in my age group. Is that a goal or a desire?
So, sounds like a goal, but it's actually a desire. You don't control the outcome. You control, are you prepared? You control, are you showing up ready to go? You control, are you giving the effort and following the strategy that day? You control, do you give your max effort? You don't actually control the outcome, because there could be someone faster than you that day, right? But if you followed your program, you followed the strategy, and you gave your max effort and you came out maybe with a PR, but with definitely your best effort, you might win or you might not. That outcome is out of your control. But as Tony Dungy, Hall of Fame football coach, had penned up in his locker room, take care of the little things and the big things will take care of themselves.
And earlier you talked about the goals that you've set throughout during the preparation phase, but I feel like when we get the day of the race, we set goals like, I'm just going to go as hard as I can. I'm just going to run until the wheels fall off. We set those kind of goals. So what would be a race day, like specifically on the race day, what would be some goals that can help control the nerves and make sure that we maximize our performance in the most important time of the season, so we're peaking at the right time?
Well, you have to have followed the program. And I'll tell you, if you're smart, it's not a program you came up with. Just like, there's a saying in law when it comes to people representing themselves in court, the one who represents himself is represented by a fool, right? It's the same thing in training. You want a coach in your life that's looking at it from a different perspective, because we will cut ourselves too many breaks or we'll push ourselves too hard. You need that outside perspective. And so number one is, I'm going to listen to my coach. I'm going to have followed the plan perfectly. And as I'm getting to race week, especially, my nutrition is on point all week. I'm going to make sure my nutrition is on point day of. I'm going to make sure my rest is on. These are all goals that I need to follow so that when I'm ready, goal number one, it's race time. I'm standing at the starting line. I can tell myself I've got to win. I completed my training program. I've followed my nutrition program. I've gotten my rest. I know I'm ready. Next goal is for me to follow the plan and give max effort at the right time, right? So I've got two more goals left. And now I know, because I've accomplished these other ones, I know I can keep ticking them off. I can build on that momentum. So here I am at the starting line. I'm going to make sure I follow the plan perfectly. I'm going to trust the plan, trust my coach, and I'm going to give my absolute max effort at the exact right time.
I love that. Definitely, because when you're stacking those wins the day of, that's just building that confidence inside your head to ensure that you really go out and dominate your heat when you're ready to go. Because you stack those little wins, you've built that confidence, and you're really going to peak at the right time.
You know, when you're at that starting line and you're seeing these other guys, and then you start to doubt, right? And you start to get nervous and you're starting to wonder, well, if you're reviewing in your head the wins you've already gotten and you're reviewing, my goal is to follow the plan laid out for me. Well, success means I'm going to follow that goal. And then follow that plan, then I'm not tempted to go below it, because the plan has been developed for me as a winning plan, right? And I'm not tempted to go below it by giving too much too early or on the wrong station, because my goal is to follow the plan, right? And so I'm keeping that perspective. And by keeping my eyes on the things I can control, my nerves are going to go down and my performance is going to be enhanced.
I got two more for you. Here's the next one. And this is one that I feel like a lot of high school athletes have. I want to be a state champion. What is that, a goal or a desire?
That is a wonderful desire. Sounds like a goal, but you don't actually control it. You have seen, again, we could go back to injury. We can go back to illness. We can go back to the referees. Referees are humans and make mistakes. And so a referee can make a mistake that keeps you from being a state champion. Different things can happen with other athletes, whether they're cheating or even, I think about track. What if you accidentally get tripped, or something illegal that could keep you from being that state champion? So it is a fantastic desire, and work for that desire. But if you make that the goal, you're setting yourself up for heartache and for extra nerves, again, day of race, because now the whole goal is on the line.
All right, this one I'm going to try and get a little tricky. This will be a trick question for you.
Bring it on, buddy.
Here we go. So my goal is to train as hard as I can every day and to eat all the right things every day. Is that a goal or a desire?
That is a goal. That's two goals. I would break that up into two goals. And that is a goal because you have that control. That is absolutely in your control. And of course, you want to set a time frame on it. You're not going to eat perfectly forever. I'm not saying it's necessarily a good goal, because if you train as hard as you can every day without the rest days, you're not going to get the results you want. I'm not calling it a good goal, but it is a goal and not a desire, because you do control whether or not you do that.
Yeah. And I wanted to trip you up with that, because for me, that the part that is really missing from that goal is the measurable aspect of it. It's specific, but what is eating all the right things? You could be eating on a perfectly good keto diet, but if you're trying to be performing athletically, that's not going to be the ideal. Even though you're eating, quote unquote, the right things, it's not going to be fueling your performance, right? Or training as hard as you can, like you talked about. It's not really beneficial to train as hard as you can every day. You need those rest days. And on top of that, what is training as hard as you can, right? Is that reaching a certain goal on your MyZone? There's so many different variables to that that aren't measurable. So we'll get into the next aspect of success right after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Underdog Training Systems. Underdog Training Systems was designed to create champions. Underdog can increase its impact by providing personal interactions with coaches that care. The best part is it's designed for you. Never a cookie cutter program to follow. Your training schedule is built completely around you. You'll get week by week workouts that are assigned based on your specific needs. Underdog Training Systems is launching their 10-week DECA World Championship program starting on October 4th. Use code RESILIENCE for $20 off DECA World Champion program or any regular monthly coaching. DM underdog.fitness.gym on Instagram or visit the website to inquire. Again, that's code RESILIENCE for $20 off. Go check it out.
So up next, we're going to talk about what it means to be successful. So, Coach, how do we define success?
Well, all of us define success as, reaching our goals. Every one of us defines it that way. I wanted to reach my goals, so now I'm successful. And that is true. It's just that what's usually missing for everyone is a super important goal. And without this goal, and this is Ricardo's rule, this is the one we're focused on now. We finally got to the crux of it after all of that preamble. Without this goal, you're going to end up frustrated and maybe even defeated. So it's a super clutch idea that we need to have to be successful. One goal that needs to be included all the time is that I won't give up.
Yes, yes.
And the way we say that is success is getting up one more time than I get knocked down. Too many times when we're defining success and reaching those goals, we feel like we have to do it perfectly. But what happens when life gets out of control and, you know, I'm up all night with a sick kid and I can't call in to work the next day and I'm exhausted and I miss my workout? Oh, man, I've blown it. My goal was to do my training every day for these 90 days or this month or this week, and I missed it, right? And so now because I've missed my goal, what do we want to do? Poof, give up on it, especially if it's a second or third time. You know, same thing. My desire is to lose a certain amount of body fat, which is a much better goal than pounds on the scale, as we know. But my desire is to lose a certain amount of body fat. But I want to make sure that my process goal is, you know, I'm doing my food journal every single day. Well, what happens when I miss a day? Oh, well, I'll just wait till next week. I'll just, you know, and we put it off and we say, oh, man, I just can't do it. I can't keep up with this. And we give up, right? But we have to have as part of our goals the fact that I will not give up on this. Success, true success, is getting up one more time than we get knocked down. If we can change our mindset from I need to be perfect and I need to hit every goal, and defining success as I have to have an A++, no blemishes on my record, and instead define success as I refuse to lose, I will not be deterred. Success is getting up one more time than I get knocked down. It doesn't matter if I get beaten in a match or an event. It doesn't matter if I go backwards on my personal record, whatever it, if I am not food journaling the way I need to, if I missed a workout. Success is not being perfect. Success is getting up one more time then I fall down, or one more time then I get knocked down. If I can redefine success in my mind and see that as true success, I'm going to free up and empower myself and give myself much more energy and excitement, especially during those hard times. That's how we become resilient, by having that mindset that gets excited when I get knocked down of, oh, this ain't going to keep me down. I'm about to get up and show somebody. And if we can have that mindset that gets excited because I'm going to show that I can't be deterred, I'm going to show that I am not one that's ever going to give up. And that excitement, that's how we become truly resilient.
Yeah, I love that theory, that mindset that you can have with that, because that takes so much pressure off your shoulders, takes away the fear of failure, because I feel like that's what it comes down to. And I'm the most guilty of this out of anyone with nutrition. I mess up one day, forget to food journal, or just eat crappy things, and I'll be like, oh, I'm not going to food journal that. I'll start tomorrow, or I'll start at the end of the weekend. I'll start on Monday. I'm so guilty of that, and because it's fear of failure. Right?
That's
if
right.
If I'm eating poorly and I don't want to food journal, it's because I'm afraid of the coming to a realization of what I'm putting into my body. And by having this mindset of, it's okay to fail, but I'm going to get right back up and right back on the horse, right back in the saddle and moving forward, that takes away that fear of failure, which allows you to completely perform at your best if you can. And one of the things is that I've learned about habits is when you stop doing something, you think, oh, I'm just going to leave off where I am, but it's all linear. If I'm making the right decisions, I'm going up this way. If I stop that habit, or I start doing habits that oppose it, now I'm actually going the other way. I'm working against myself, and now I'm going to have to work against that whenever I pick that habit back up. So by continuing to work through the challenging times, even when it's tough, and keeping those habits, you're going to go up like this, and you might even increase your adherence even more when you continue that habit through the tough times, because then it just becomes ingrained into who you are. If you work out, even though I have a crazy day, or I have a family emergency, or something crazy happened, you're increasing your adherence to that exercise program by working out despite all those challenges being thrown at you, because now you have that ingrained in you. No matter what, I exercise, because after that workout, it's going to make me feel better. I'm going to perform better. I'm going to interact with people better. It's just who I am. Those habits become ingrained into who you are.
That's right. If we are making those habits part of our identity, and one of the parts of our identity is, I don't give up. I refuse to lose. I will get back up no matter how many times I get down. When that habit becomes part of our identity, then we are definitely going to perform better. And you just mentioned, and I want to highlight for our listeners, a key point here, and that is we perform at our best when we're loose. We tend to think, well, we got to get hyped up and we got to listen to, you know, some AC/DC or something and get ourselves all amped up emotionally. But actually, our best performance, prime performance, has been demonstrated to be when I'm loose, right? When loose. And so when I'm nervous and when I'm amped up and I'm tense, those muscles are contracting, albeit slightly. But when those muscles are contracting, they're burning up the glycogen that's inside of them. And now that's no longer available for my athletic performance, right? Plus, my muscles don't respond as quickly when I'm tense, because the opposing muscles actually have to relax first before the muscles I need to engage can engage. So it's slower reaction. So being amped up, being nervous is going to inhibit our performance. Whereas being loose and feeling confident, because I know I've not given up, I know I might have been knocked down, but there's no way I'm going to stay down. And that confidence leads us to be loose, leads us to be free. And that gets us to that ideal performance state.
So let's say we have someone who they set their desire and then they follow their progress goals throughout the process with that. And then they come up on that race day or competition, whatever it is, and they don't reach that goal that they had set for them, the ultimate desire. How do they, for themselves, properly define success with that? Were they successful in that instance, even though they didn't accomplish their ultimate desire?
If you've set your goals properly, and those goals are truly inside of you, and you have embraced those in a real way, that I will do this, and I will do this, and I will do this, and you can check off the list, then you are absolutely successful. And the fact that you weren't that champion, or the fact that it didn't come together for you on that day, you didn't set that personal record, you know, you didn't quite get to that weight loss goal that you had envisioned by a certain, you know, by the class reunion or whatever it was. You have such a feeling of accomplishment because you have been truly successful. This is where you start to feel defeated and you feel bad on yourself, is when you encountered those difficulties, and when you got knocked down, you stayed down, you gave up, you'll feel that guilt. You'll feel that letdown, right? But if you got right back up, you will have a sense of pride and accomplishment, because you'll know you accomplished the goals you set out to get. You didn't get everything you wanted from it this time, but you still were successful. And it's going to motivate you for next time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I just absolutely love this goal and properly defining success across all boards, specifically talked about in the fitness realm, but across everything in your work life, your family life. Having this definition for success can really set you up to truly be successful, because if failure doesn't stop you, nothing's really going to stop you, right? If you yourself aren't going to stop yourself by when you fail, you give up and you keep moving forward, then really nothing can stop you, right? So, if you made it this far in the episode, you probably like what you hear. So if they're interested in training with you, Coach, what's the best way for them to do that?
You know, I love to come and talk to groups about resilience, and I love working with people individually to help them withstand and overcome. So if you want to be coached with me for that resilience coaching, or have me come and talk to your group, just get a hold of me. I enjoy it, and I love contributing to you and breathing into the lives of others. So get a hold of me at coach.ricardo on Instagram or Ricardo Mullinax on Facebook.
And also, if you're interested in doing DECA training with me or resilience training with Coach Ricardo over there, we got links in the description of this video that has the Google forms for all that, for you to fill that out if you're interested in getting coached by one of us. If you're interested in reaching out to me specifically, I absolutely love training people in DECA or for any fitness goal with that. Get a hold of me on Instagram at AltonMullinax17 or on Facebook at Coach Alton. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in to this week's episode of Ricardo's Rules of Resilience, the podcast where we give you the tools to withstand and recover from difficulties. Go be resilient.
Season 2 of Ricardo's Rules of Resilience is brought to you by RamFit. Here at RamFit, we take materials destined for landfill and turn it into high-performance exercise gear that lasts, because we believe we can have fitter people and a fitter planet. In the dynamic world of fitness equipment, our indestructible training tools made from recycled materials promises to revolutionize your workouts and deliver unmatched durability. By embracing the RamFit philosophy, you're not only enhancing your workouts, but also contributing to a more sustainable future. RamFit, fitter people, fitter planet.